guide to Merseyside sport. The Kickoff.
Radio City Talk.
So Liverpool make a relatively comfortable work of getting into the Champions League. Fourth place in the Premier League. Let's talk with Jonathan Northcroft from the Sunday Times. Morning, Jonathan.
Morning, Steve.
You could see from the emotion shown by Jurgen Klopp just how much it meant.
It did mean a lot, didn't it? It meant a lot for him personally, and I think it means a lot for the football club. And when you make a little bit of heavy weather of it, then I guess it's always the sweeter when you come through the other side, which is what happened to Liverpool. I think it was important in the end to do it without the dramas and with a bit of authority. And actually, when you think about the last two games, the West Ham and the Middlesbrough game, I think it'll please him, not just the achievement, but the character of the team that when they were really under pressure, they really did produce, and that's very encouraging for a manager when he's thinking about the point of progress that he's made.
You do wonder how they got themselves into that position, how it all came down to the final day of the season.
Yeah, I mean, but you wondered all season what Liverpool were playing at in some of those games against the smaller teams. You hope that it's one of those things that maybe the last two victories have kind of, you know, got them over the bogey of those games. I just think that I guess what Klopp's done is built a team that's, you know, we know that it maybe doesn't have the star players of some of the teams of the past. It's got some very good players, but in terms of the real, you know, the Suarez's, the Gerrard's, the real world class players, they're not at Liverpool yet. So it's a team that relies on energy and momentum, and I think it's been most difficult to create that energy and momentum against those smaller teams that put, you know, four, five, six across the back and make the game slow and difficult. And moving forward, that's one thing Liverpool have definitely got to address. Because if you look at the top team in the league, Chelsea, how easily they rolled over teams like that Liverpool struggled against. So that's where Liverpool need to go for next season to improve.
It sort of begs the question, have you enjoyed watching them this season, Jonathan? Or has there been sort of two dimensions of Liverpool that we've witnessed?
Yeah, overall, I've really enjoyed watching the team, particularly in that first half of the season. I think it's almost been forgotten that, you know, Liverpool were real genuine title contenders at one point. And in the big games, really turned up and produced. I mean, the Manchester City game at home, the Spurs game at home are games that I remember and really did enjoy. But gosh, you know, you can think of some other fixtures that were like you know, watching paint dry and just huffing and puffing and trying to break down these smaller teams. So yeah, it's just getting away from that Jekyll and Hyde sort of performances. It's getting more consistency and getting more authority in the run of the mill games. I think that's what Liverpool need to do.
What this season did do was made us get ahead of ourselves. By December, we were all thinking, "Wow, Jurgen's well ahead of his game in terms of his timeline where he wants to be." But come this point now, are we thinking, "Well, actually, he's probably just on track as to what he would have set out at the start of his campaign"?
Yeah, I would say that's a really good summary. I'm first of all, big Jurgen Klopp fan. But second of all, I'm not going to, you know, I don't think there's any need for massive dancing in the streets. You know, he's done better than, maybe slightly better than expected this season, because if you look at, you know, Arsenal and Manchester United missing out on the top four, having spent so much more money, that shows what a good achievement it is. But, you know, this is Liverpool Football Club, fourth in the Premier League's fine. It's good to get in the Champions League, but there's a lot more to do. He'll know that. He does know that. So I think, you know, just about on track, maybe slightly ahead, but you know, still a long, long way to go. And certainly, yeah, not ready to challenge for the title like we maybe thought they were. But, you know, why not with a couple of signings?
Is this the summer where Liverpool spend big? Do we see Jurgen Klopp properly dip into the transfer kitty?
Yeah, I mean, I actually think all clubs are going to have to spend big this summer, because there's so much money now in the market that I think just to keep pace with your rivals, you've got to spend big. He definitely changed his attitude towards transfers after that January February sort of blip. I mean, I think you and I spoke in the show about his plans for the young players after I met him in January. And at that point, you know, he was talking about developing and maybe, you know, evolution and growing a team from pretty much what he'd got with a couple of signings. But that blip, I think, has changed his attitude on signings a little bit, and he realises that he does need a couple of real quality additions. So I think he'll still root out some bargains because that's his nature, but he'll have to spend, you know, more certainly overall in the summer than he did last summer.
Yeah, there has been some positivity on the youngsters' front, hasn't there? I think in the emergence of Trent Alexander-Arnold, that's one massive plus that most fans can see.
Yeah, he's the one that you hang your hat on and you think, well, you know, if he doesn't make it, then you know, there's something wrong, because he's got everything. He's not just got you know, a lovely athlete and a good footballer, but he's got a really sound mentality as well. And really, very highly rated by Klopp, by Pep Linders. So everything's there for him to succeed. The others maybe are just slightly behind that in the development. But you know, I think Alexander Arnold can be a first team player next year.
Just a thought on Everton before we get to Chelsea. Everton yesterday, obviously, they seem to have the past few games of the season just been playing out the season to get to the finishing line. But most of the attention has been drawn to Ross Barkley and Romelu Lukaku. There's still no resolve in the Ross Barkley situation. We're awaiting some sort of statement on this. Do you expect a departure?
Yeah, it's looking more like it. I think the battle lines are drawn now. What's happened over the last couple of weeks is obviously Koeman has staked out a very strong position, and I think it's good management. You know, he doesn't want to get drawn into a transfer saga that's going to last all summer. So he said, you know, let's sort this out now. But I think Barkley's response is quite telling, which has been to ignore that. And I got sympathy for him because he can't be. Ross Barkley's got maybe the biggest decision of his life to make. And I suppose in those moments, you have to almost be selfish and just, you know, go to your own timetable and not someone else's. So I think that's where they are. It's a standoff. You know, Koeman wants a decision and he wants to take his time. And I think that just contributes further to the sort of sense that those two are going to find it a little bit difficult going forward. And, you know, leaving him on the bench yesterday was another little comment. So I, you know, if the buyer is there for Ross Barkley, I think that's the key thing. If this interest from Tottenham or someone else comes through, then yes, I would expect him to go.
I just fear for Ross a little bit. I think he can be a big fish at Everton, but I wonder whether he can create those sort of waves at another club. And I think that would be the question.
Yeah. Well, you know what? If I was in his position, the only thing I'd be thinking of right now is how do I get from what I am at the moment, which is, you know, a bag full of talent, into a complete footballer, and I'd go to wherever I think had the best chance of giving me to do that. Now, actually, from the outside, it looks like working for Ronald Koeman would give you a very good chance to do that. But, you know, the fact he hasn't committed already suggests Ross maybe thinks differently. So you can see if Pochettino wants you, that's and you're a young player, that's quite a big thing, because you look at the work he's done with people like Dele Alli. Maybe that's in Ross's mind. But I just hope, I'd love to see him fulfil what he's got in terms of talent, and I just hope he makes the right decision. It's not a money decision, it's a decision he makes for his own development.
Yeah, definitely a quality player. Right, just a thought on John Terry in his 26th minute send-off. You're not telling me this isn't match-fixing, because if something is fixed within a match, that is match-fixing, isn't it? How is this legal or sort of viable in the world of Premier League football?
Oh, well, yeah, and, you know, how is it possible, just in, you know, all terms, that something as kind of tacky as that happened? I mean, I'm not a big fan of that sort of thing anyway. And, you know, John Terry didn't have milk the moment. And, yeah, I think it's a very good question. I don't understand really why it's allowed. I think the Premier League already sort of indicated they're not going to investigate. If something had been riding on the match and that had happened, there might be more questions. I just thought that you know, and I watched his sort of speech to the crowd at the end, and I'm just not a fan of turning a football match into, you know, it becomes about one individual. I didn't even particularly like the Pablo Zabaleta thing at Manchester City, I have to say. Maybe I'm a bit of an old grump, but, you know, I just think it's a team sport, you know. I know they've had great careers, these lads, but they get enough adulation. You know, don't turn a team game into, you know, like a testimonial thing.
I'm with you, John. And how on earth you are allowed to decide your own send-off with that sort of idea? It's preposterous.
And I hope it doesn't give other footballers ideas, but I'm sure it will.
The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall on Radio City Talk.